mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this evening is from Matthew chapter 13, where our Lord speaks to us three parables. You know, everyone knows how and the way to best hide something. The best place to hide something is right out in the open. Right out where it's in plain sight, and it can be so easily overlooked. We search our homes for lost keys. We've lost our cell phones. We've lost an important piece of mail. But we always seem to find them in the same place where we laid them down once. So it is for the kingdom of heaven and the treasure of God's grace. These are obvious, but they are so often overlooked. The riches of God are obvious to the eyes of faith, but they are hidden before the world. Jesus began this parable this evening talking about those who long to see, but they do not. They do not see because they have no faith. They long to hear, but they don't have the ears of faith. They are deaf to hearing the words of grace. They are deaf and blind to the wonderful grace that God bestows upon us. And they are also blind to the miracle of the treasure of the cross. What faith bestows most of all are the eyes and ears to see and hear the treasure. The pearl of great price is grace, God's sweet grace. It's a treasure too costly and valuable for any of us to be able to afford it. And yet it's freely given by our loving and our merciful Father in heaven. This pearl of great price called grace is hidden in plain sight, hidden in the sufferings of Christ for you and for me, in his death as he died for you. Without faith, it is only the pain of some man a little more than 2,000 years ago. Without faith, it is only the brutal instrument of death, you know, crucifixion. Awful way to die. They did it all the time. The Romans did it several times. So what was so important about this one man? Faith sees what God has hidden there. Faith sees the sufferings that pay the terrible price of sin and the death that sanctifies our graves and bestows upon us the life which death cannot overcome. So where are these hidden treasures today? They're right here among you now. They're right here. They are hidden in the ordinary water and the Word of God that becomes a grave to kill our sinful selves and a womb to give new birth to sinners like you and me. These things are hidden in the voice of absolution that you heard just a few moments ago, where your sins were forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in that speaking, in that absolution, the chains of sin and its shame of guilt, they simply fall away. They should. So where are these hidden treasures today? They are hidden in bread, that is, Christ's body. They are hidden in that cup, which is Christ's blood. We feast upon these hidden treasures, and they become heaven's food, a foretaste of the feast to come, as well as that which nourishes and strengthens us to everlasting life. They are hidden in the Word of God, which is far more than just a book of truth. This word delivers what it says. It does what it promises. It bestows the gift of which it speaks. This efficacious word is not mere facts from history, but the living voice of God addressing the world with His Son and the gospel that gives grace to dead sinners like you and I. Faith causes us to sell everything. Faith gives up every other possible treasure on earth but to have Christ in Him only. Faith sees that every other joy in life is fleeting. Not the joy of the Lord, though. Faith sees that every other treasure moth destroys, rust consumes, and inflation devalues, except for the treasure of the cross. This cross where the God-man Jesus Christ died there for you and me. Faith sees that your salvation is far too important to be left to just mere feelings or simple sentiment. We need more than memories to console our grief, more than earthly ease to make us happy, and more than earthly triumph to win the day. You see, we need Christ, and we need Christ only. That is our only salvation. We need baptismal water that does not fail. And we need the word that does not lie. And we need that precious food served from the altar of the Lord that satisfies all of our hunger and it quenches all of our thirst. So, unless you are prepared to sell everything else and hold on to this treasure of grace, you are unworthy of the kingdom of heaven. It can't be both and. It's either or. Either this is our one and only, or we are like the one who plows a field looking backwards. You cannot live your life with regret over what you would have, could have, or should have done. That's no way to live. You need a treasure that releases you from this sorrow and this anxieties. You need Christ alone. So do you get it? That's what Jesus asked us in this gospel lesson tonight. Do you get it? I'm not sure that we do. We have heard the words from Jesus' mouth, but I'm not sure we all get it. We straddle the fence with one foot in the kingdom of God and one foot squarely set and planted hard in this mortal life. We're afraid to pull that foot over the fence. If we get what Jesus is saying, you cannot go home from church tonight or on Sunday afternoon and feel like you're empty or you lament that you got nothing out of the worship service. You have to feel fulfilled. Yes, you should feel better after hearing the absolution. You should feel wonderful after taking the Lord's Supper. It is God's grace upon us, and it is meant to make us feel better. This is where here we hear the word of God and we receive His sacraments. These are the pearls of great price. The grace of life and the mercy of forgiveness. If we get it, if we understand it, then we cannot value property, land, money so highly that it is a struggle to give our tithes in an offering plate. It's not impossible to get somebody else to witness. It It's up to us to share the message of the cross to strangers. It's up to us to teach our children about Jesus Christ. It's up to us to tell our grandchildren and tell our neighbors. If we get it, then we have to give up being so full of ourselves that we have no room left for Jesus, our priceless treasure. If Jesus is our treasure and this treasure is our joy, then we cannot go through life in search of another happiness or joy. Your search is done. Christ is our treasure. If Jesus is our treasure and this treasure is our joy, then we cannot go through life complaining about everything, about this and that, and complain about everything that's wrong. God's grace is all about us. It's all around us. It's in the grass that grows. It's in the person sitting next to you. It's in the relationships that we have. It's in this wonderful building that God has given us to come and worship Him. There's so much of God's grace. If Christ is our treasure and this treasure is our joy, then we cannot go through life bedazzled by the world and treat the things of God as if they were ordinary and common. They're special. The blood and body of Christ are special. They're holy things. The Bible is the Word of God. It's just not another book to gather dust on our shelf. The church is a holy place. You're here in God's house. Christ has spoken to us through His Word. Christ has addressed you with the forgiveness and the absolution spoken by your pastor. Christ has laid upon you His clothing of righteousness, because you have been baptized. These are the pearls of great price in the grace of God, which is too pricey for us to afford, and yet lovingly given to us without any cost, paid for by Christ's holy and precious body and blood. So are you willing to let go of everything else in order to possess this treasure of grace? Christ refuses to be one of our many treasures. He is jealous for you and He is jealous for your salvation. He has earned this right to be jealous because He has died for you. He's died so that you could live. He insists that He reign alone in your hearts. Today we simply pray, make it so, Jesus. Make it so. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. We gather our offerings.